Last week, I was in Middleton in Rochdale, Greater Manchester, asking people my one simple question.
Excuse me. Hello, I make a podcast where I ask strangers where they're going to record. Oh. Can I just ask you
quickly? Go get my phone fixed.
Oh, what did you do to it?
I don't know, I dropped it.
Sorry, hello. I was just wondering where you three are going.
Oh, going home now.
It's blooming freezing.
We've been out all morning.
What have you been up to?
Shopping.
Nails.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Gels or not gels?
No, they're acrylic.
How long do they last for, acrylics?
About 3 weeks. You can get 3 weeks out of them.
And look at those disgusting things. Underneath, do they spoil your nails?
Yeah, they do. Oh, they're ruined.
So then you have to keep doing acrylics?
Keep going. You have to keep going.
Slave to the grind.
Nails like yours.
I know. No, really, but now I'm like going to walk around like this.
Yeah, that's
thank
why
you.
I
do. Do you? You don't show her. Thank you. It was pretty chilly in Middleton, but the reception was anything but. Freezing all of a sudden, isn't it? I'm just wondering, after your cup of tea, where you might be going?
I'm going shopping, pay bills, going in the Arndale.
Okay, so is it a good shop? I haven't been in, so I'm not allowed to record inside places. Is it a good shopping centre?
It's reasonable, yeah. It's not the best, but yeah.
And where did you get your cup of tea from then?
Oh, there.
I was looking at the place behind you. So do you come in regular to do things like this?
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yes.
We all meet and have a coffee.
So are you a couple? Are you mates? Are you neighbours?
Just friends.
Oh, where did you meet?
Here.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What, this table?
Friendly group.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So it's a smashing cafe and all the friends are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
So if you come here on any given morning, you'd probably bump into someone. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down? I feel like...
No, I'm sorry.
Are you from nearby?
Yeah, just up the road.
Oh, I'd love one. Yeah, but I haven't got any cap. A normal cup of tea would be so nice. Thank you.
Sugars?
No, thanks.
No.
No, bless you. Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah,
so tell me about your friends, the characters.
Just nice people. I don't know them as friends, you know, just from here. Yeah. So, yeah, they're very nice people.
And do you work otherwise, or...?
No, finished work.
What did you do when you did work?
I worked up at Candle Langle School, cleaning.
Okay, nice job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, worked there a while. Then I got finished on ill health.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking what happened, or is that private?
It's just an ongoing thing that you learn to live with. It's arthritis, and I have it in my spine as well, so... Sometimes it's a heavy job and I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cleaning especially is really physical, right? You're on your feet the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like big industrial mops and hooves and things. And it was just got too much.
So retirement life, is it good?
It's okay. It's fine. It's not bad. It's a bit of a struggle, isn't it? But you just...
You mean cash-wise?
Cash-wise, yeah.
And lately, has it got... I mean, most people tell me, I know myself, but most people say it's got a lot worse recently. You really notice it with the cost of everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely, isn't it?
Cost of living.
Cost of living.
You just bought me a cup of tea, so I feel bad saying that.
Why?
Because you just splashed out on a cup of tea.
Everything's just going up in price, isn't it? And pensions don't go up the same as what the prices are going up, so...
Yeah.
Electric goes up. Gas goes up, petrol goes up. Doesn't match the pensioners' prices.
How do you manage it then?
It's just a struggle, isn't it? Yeah,
it's a struggle.
Thanks so much. That's like heaven. Thank you.
Right. Do you have sugar in your tea?
No.
Oh, do you know what? I was thinking it was for soup.
Doesn't matter. I'll drink it. It's fine. Don't make another one.
It's been too sweet. No, it's fine. I'll do it.
Okay. Don't waste it.
I'll drink it.
Okay. So how do you manage then?
Just cope. Just save on things and then buy what we need. Nothing extravagant or all that.
Is it what you thought retirement would be? Or did you not think about
it? I didn't expect it to be as high as what it would be. But you can blame a lot on the COVID.
Okay.
So...
you mind if I sit down for 2 seconds?
No, you're
just
okay.
Because I feel very silly, like, I'm so tall anyway, like, looming over you.
I think you'll find out off there. Most pensioners, that they struggle, but we get around it.
What about COVID then? What do you mean about that?
Well, it did that much to the country, didn't it? Prices shot up, what was I say? Wages have not, or pensions haven't gone up with it. Not to the amount that when at one time you was getting a pack of bus up for £1, now it's £2 odd.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's ridiculous increase, isn't it?
Yeah. So how do you budget then?
I just get the minimum that I need, and what I've not got and I can't afford, I just do without.
No, not many treats?
No, apart from chocolate.
That's not a treat, that's an essential part of life.
Oh, well,
I think.
Yeah.
It's a human right. What about a family? Have you got family nearby or?
No.
It's
freezing.
Oh, it is so, all of us are, oh my gosh, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's really kind. One of my best friends is from Rochdale. She said, oh, everyone's really nice there. And this is the evidence. So thank you very much. So you've not got family nearby? You live
no.
on your own?
Oh, I live with a partner.
Okay.
We just go up and do what we can.
What did you do for a job when you were working?
Me, a plumber. Oh,
that's a good job. I'd love that because I'm so nosy, being in people's houses.
It was a good job. It was all maintenance work.
Right. Own business or were you an employee?
Employee. Yeah, it was just a job.
Tell me about this. I've never been here before. Tell me about this part of the world.
Well, everyone wants to come here. Even the refugees. So it must be all right.
What do you think about that?
That's a no-go area.
Too political?
Oh, yeah. With friends you don't talk politics,
yeah.
football
yeah.
or religion.
What do you do talk about then?
Anything in general. What's happening today and what's happening to what you're going to do tomorrow and where you've got to get to, where's the cheapest buys.
Oh, right, so this can be like an information sharing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's... I've just heard about Applebee's, I didn't know about it. That looked delicious. It's got a huge queue outside the door.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cheap? Quite cheap.
Yeah, reasonable. Yeah, it is, isn't it? A lot of people go there.
Yeah.
In the area, if you think about it, they've got to do to survive.
They've got to be good value.
Yeah, they've got to be a good value and it's got to be a fair price. So if they don't, they'll go elsewhere. Okay. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold.
Well, it's the weather as well makes your nose constantly running, but I do anyway. So what do you do for fun? If there's not a lot of money for treats and stuff, what's a good time? Oh, toast.
Cheers, my love. Eat sandwiches and drink tea.
Have a smoke.
Got it. One of my only pleasures.
Yeah.
And holidays.
Oh, where do you go on holiday?
India. Anywhere.
India?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting you to say India. Why? Tell me about going to India.
It's just a fantastic place. It's Blackpool in a dustbin. But it's a fantastic place. The people are fantastic. What more do you want?
Whereabouts have you been in India?
Mumbai, Delhi, done the Golden Triangle, and down to Goa. We stay in Goa most of the time and do all the trips from there. So there's a lot to see in India.
What made you decide to go in the first place? So she had an idea to go to India, or she's from India?
No, she had friends that were going to India, and they'd been to Goa, and they'd been before. And they talked about it without me being there. And she said, "Can we afford to go to Goa?" I said, you can do what you want. I was working at the time. I said, do what you want. So she said, oh, right. Went in the pub, met the friends. Well, the friends of mine as well. Oh, that's where you're coming with us. I said, I've not said we've got. I said, I'm in tonight. So actually, is it all right if we go on your holiday? Because he's 14 of them. So he says, we've got you as your boots it. I said, no. I said, I don't even know any parts of Goa, which I didn't. I went up to my brothers and we sorted everything out and we stayed just down the road from them. And ever since then, I've just been going back into Goa. Not been for 3 years. Well, since it's COVID started. So it's just been Benidorm and little outings out in England.
And what is it about? I've been to India a couple of times and I absolutely loved it. It's like being smacked round the face with a multicoloured, I don't know what. It's just incredible. And the food is out of this world. What did you love so much about it that made you go back? I've got no cash, I'm afraid. Sorry. Sorry, you have some sandwich. It's warm.
I can't explain it to you, but it draws you back each year. The same thing, and it's, I think it's the love of the place, love of the people, and as I say, there's that many places to visit over there. I've been on a train over there and you see little villages dotted out in woods and that, and it's fantastic. Just blows your mind that you want, and then you want to go further afield. I've watched elephants, been to spice farms, I've been to waterfalls all over the place. Yeah.
Amazing. And it's warm, sitting here where it's about 2 degrees in the wind.
New Year, and it's usually 30 to 40.
Perfect.
We go, usually go for a month.
A month? You've seen pictures of this holiday, have you, these holidays?
No, don't see many pictures these days. Everyone has them on the phones, don't they? So Nobody gets them printed anymore, do they, really?
I know, that used to be really exciting, didn't it, when you got them back?
Yeah, you're waiting for everyone to see me photos. They might not have wanted to, but they did.
Yeah. And the disappointing ones, you're like, oh. Blurry and whatnot. Do you think it's changed, like, changed your life is a bit over the top, but do you think it's like you've learnt anything or it's changed your perspective on the whole world, going to India and seeing all of that?
Well, yeah. Because of poverty over there. And it is poverty. You see everything going on. You can see the front side of Delhi. And then you go in the back streets and you see the proper India. Same as in Panjim. You see the same there. Anywhere in Goa, you see all the same there. And it does give you a different outlook on life. As I say, I've been at quite a few places. But that's the one that draws me back most.
Does it make you feel lucky when you see what you just said is real poverty? Do you feel lucky? Like, whoa, that's a different level?
I can't say I'm lucky because I've worked all my life. I got retired early because I could do. And I've enjoyed the rest of it. Well, I'm enjoying the rest of it.
I was going to say, have you just died?
No.
Thanks very much, and namaste, as they say.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for my tea as well. That's the kindest thing. Oh. Thank you. Bye-bye. A special thank you to all who are supporting the podcast by donating through the website at whereareyougoing.co.uk. This week, I'm keeping warm by drinking coffee, courtesy of Chunda, David and Matt. Thank you. My name's Catherine Carr, and this is Where Are You Going? Made by the team at Loftus Media.